As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433. Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything. And Chad's here this morning.
I made it back.
I know.
Oh, there's my mic.
we're making Tom go crazy here.
Yes,
but
we are.
Anyways, welcome. And we are so excited to be sharing the brighter side of life. We've got a great show for you today. We've got Craig Jones and Haley, I'm going to say Masakawa, talking about Ventura Water. And also our next guest is Dan Pilla and what is tax amnesty. All right, we're going to take a really, really quick break. When we come back, we've got lots of stuff that we're giving away. We'd love to get some people in here to call in and get some of these great gifts. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
One thing to be aware of breast cancer, it's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act, donate, get involved, be more than pink. Register for the 20th annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.comanlacounty.org/race.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. And Craig Jones and Haley Masakawa. Right. I got it. Okay, good. I was like, okay, from Ventura Water are here. And I'm excited because we have had lots of rain and I want to see if we're still in a drought or not. So that's going to be the big question on the table. We've been putting our big things out to save all our water and all that stuff. So we've got some good things. Of course, Chad's here with me and we've got
back. How long has it been? 3 weeks?
Yeah. You've been traveling, huh?
Well, no, I got sick.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then Puppy Bowl was last week, so okay. I had lots of Perez. So it's just one thing after another.
I love it. Well, I'm glad you're here. So, and we got to also talk about the thing that you've got coming up.
Our Ties and Tells gala at the Sherwood Country Club.
Yeah.
March 11th. Yeah. You can get tickets at tiesandtells.org.
Okay, perfect. We'll give away some of our great stuff.
Yes, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library is pleased to announce the 10th annual Sweethearts Dinner and Dance, an elegant evening for you and your special Valentines under the wings of Air Force One. Guests will dine at intimate tables for two and will enjoy a complimentary glass of champagne. You'll be served a delicious three-course meal, including gourmet hors d'oeuvres, while listening to live music. This is on Valentine's Day from 6 to 10. You can win tickets right here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
All right. There you go. And all right. So, guys, talk to us. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Thanks.
Yeah. Morning. You know what I'm going to do is just have you move that top. There you go. Perfect. All right. So, Craig, tell us, are we really in a drought still or are we good?
Well,
so we're always got to be really conservative, right? I know.
It's a touchy question these days, and we do. We're grateful for the rain that we've had, and it is making a difference. But if you look at, just last night on the news, it was said that 50% of the state is out of drought. So that means 50% of the state is still in a drought.
Okay.
And I report, unfortunately, that's still us.
Really? Wow.
So I'm actually curious, and this might be, a side subject, but are we capturing all this water properly so that we are not? Because for the areas that are getting so much water, are we capturing that water in our dams and our canals so that we can use it properly in areas that get less?
So speaking to Ventura, because again, you can talk about the state, and obviously that's what you hear on the news, is that all the reservoirs are overflowing, and that's great. But all you have to do is go to Lake Casitas, Casitas Municipal Water District's website, and see that the lake is currently at 37, maybe 37%. And so, obviously, there is the Robles diversion,
mm-hmm.
But there's also other, competing interests and things. So the short answer is, we don't move all that water, and we wish we could. And keep in mind, perspectively, that it took 20 years for Lake Casitas to fill when it was built.
Wow, really, 20 years.
So even and so that's kind of the message in response to your question, Kim, is the drought over? Truth is, for us, we need 3 to 4 to 5 more years of consistent above average rainfall winters to be really feeling confident about saying.
How are we this year so far? Because I know that we have had a lot of rain and, where are we at with that?
We are. So last year, and again, we measure off of City Hall. There are multiple rain gauges throughout the county that are used as, targets. And so last year, I believe we were just over 8 inches for the year. So we're well over. I want to say we're probably between 11 and 12 inches for Ventura.
Nice.
But you can actually be more encouraged by looking up at Matilaha. The rain gauge up there is probably north of 20.
Wow.
That's year to date.
That's crazy. So, Haley, tell us a little bit about who you are, and thank you so much for joining us here.
Yeah, thank you. So I am the new Environmental Services Specialist at Ventura Water.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. And so part of my role at the City of Ventura is I'm an outreach educator. So I'll be working in the schools in Ventura Unified and developing lesson plans in water literacy. So I'll be working with the kids, talking on topics such as water conservation, water cycle, and giving our community a good idea of our local water source and reaching out as an educator. Additionally, I am involved in tasks such as our gardening series. I'll be putting on some WaterWise classes through Ventura Water and also involved in some of our outreach events.
That sounds so much fun.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that we don't even take into consideration, you know. Now, what's your background?
So I grew up in Ventura. I grew up in Ventura Unified. I went to elementary school through high school here in Ventura, and then I went on and got a degree in environmental science out in San Diego, and I had the opportunity to return to Ventura and assume this position with Ventura Water. So I'm happy to be back, and I'm excited to be working in the schools that I grew up in.
How fun is that? Yeah, no, how receptive are the kids when they, I mean, I think we all want to know about it because it's something, it's kind of like the untalked, you know, the moms can say it all day long, but when somebody comes in and then they get to come home and go, you should have seen this lady, and you know, come in and tell us, here's what you need to do. Now they become the experts, you know, and then they tell us. Is that kind of the, how it's happening?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, water's a huge topic right now. So the kids are definitely, they grew up in an era where they heard the word drought. They are familiar with our water resources. So really our heart is just to be able to speak to what Ventura is doing, our local water source, give kids some perspective and some stewardship over City of Ventura's water.
Wow. Okay. So tell us a little bit about the gardening classes for this year.
Yeah. So Ventura Water is launching its 2017 gardening classes. We have 8 classes scheduled for this year, and they'll be on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 11:30, about once a month. And so we'll be teaching on topics of water-wise gardening and sustainable gardening techniques. So we've invited some local landscape architects and some nonprofit groups to come in and teach the community about some best practices that we can use here in Ventura.
So what's one tip just off the bat? When is the first one?
So our first class is going to be February 25th. It's coming up, and Surf Riders Foundation is going to be teaching on the topic of ocean-friendly gardens.
Okay.
But, you know, our classes range from topics of aquaponics, use of mulch and compost, permaculture design, and best practices for a water-wise vegetable garden. So there's a diverse set of topics. And we really just want to give our community an opportunity to educate themselves and
for the,
just get a whole palette
that
coming up.
Of different
That's
techniques.
Great. So, Craig, let's talk a little bit about water-wise incentive programs right now.
All right. Yeah. So we do want to remind the community first, again, just to back up, you know, with the drought, it sounds so, you know, gloomy when we talk about we're still in it, but I would be remiss to not just congratulate our community. Ventura has proven, the residents, the community as a whole has proven to be amazing.
That's awesome.
So we as a water utility are extremely grateful for the commitment and the sacrifices that people clearly are making. So I had to say that. So, and with that, you know, as a utility, we want to provide our residents with tools. We realize this drought is real, and it's forced us all to really look at what we do and how we do it.
I think that's so great because, honestly, sometimes we take it for granted. And, you know, you guys had a movie, I think it was last year, right, and where everybody from all over the world made movies, little one-minute movies. Short movies.
You're referring to our Water Take One event.
Yeah, right. And it really was prevalent there that, hold on a minute, we just assume we're going to have water forever.
That's right, and absolutely to your point that, you know, drought and the nature and the resource of water is not just a challenge for us locally. It is international.
Yeah.
It does not discriminate. And so to answer your question, though, we are excited to be in our second year of providing local residents with our WaterWise 2.0 incentive program. And so you may be asking, well, what is that? And that is so for those of you out there that are kind of looking at your yard and you've been staring at it, maybe you've seen a couple of neighbors in your neighborhood that have done some new cool stuff and you're wondering what to do and what you can do. Well, we offer a $2 per square foot incentive to tear out your turf and reimagine your landscape.
So it's back again,
again. So we're in our second year and we're calling it WaterWise 2.0 because we've elevated some of the things that we're offering. And we've kind of tweaked things. So we have an online portal now. So you just go in as a Ventura resident, create a username and a password, and off you go. And it essentially walks you through. It's kind of like Amazon. I kind of use that example. If you've ever shopped on Amazon.com, it kind of lets you know where you are in the process. And so it eliminates the paper trail, but it also gives you an opportunity, though, to come in and essentially utilize up to $3,200 for residents. So if you're thinking about doing something to your yard, Haley mentioned ocean-friendly gardens. Obviously, with the rain, people are thinking about, gosh, you know, I mean, you asked a great question. You know, how do we retain water? How can I maybe, since we're not, you know, seeing the infrastructure being built, how can I make a difference even on site at my house? And there are lots of things you can do. And so the incentive program is there to help offset the cost of that and incentivize people to really change out, get rid of sprinklers, go to low flow, go to plants that are more native, that, you know, once established, don't require. We got to get away from this, you know, watering twice a day, 5-7 days a week. So we offer a whole slew of programs. There's the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program. Coming soon will be weather-based irrigation controllers. So there's a lot of technology, a lot of things that are changing and morphing, and we want to connect the technology with our people. There's also a cool thing that we have going on called freesprinklernozzles.com. So whether you want to participate in the incentive program or not, you go to freesprinklernozzles.com. It's an online voucher. You basically, residents can print, go in, log in, and print out a voucher, go to a local and get up to 25 free high-efficiency nozzles for commercial users, up to 100.
Wow, that's great. So tell, how do you do that?
Just go to freesprinklernozzles.com, click on City of Ventura in the drop-down for agency, and follow the prompts. You'll put in your account number, it'll validate you, and off you go.
I love it. You guys have done some big work over here, huh?
It is. But again, we're extremely excited to be offering all these programs. You know, there's so much that can be done, but we're excited to be able to offer them and really connect, again, our community with the right tools to be able to make a difference for the, you know, for future generations.
Okay, very cool. So let me ask you, we're going to take a really quick break, but when I come back, I want to talk about Take One Awards Ceremony and find out a little bit about that. Let's give something away.
The Harlem Globetrotters, action-packed with ball handling, wizardry, basketball, artistry, and one-of-a-kind family entertainment that thrills fans of all ages. You can visit them at harlemglobetrotters.com. Also, Los Angeles Zoo, located at 5333 Zoo Drive, Los Angeles, 90027. You can pair your tickets right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008, name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
All right, and Globetrotters are fun for the whole entire family. So anyways, I hope that our phones are ringing off the hook. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to welcome everyone to their 2017 events. The current exhibit is Art of the Story, which runs until January 21st. There's still time for the chair exhibit, Chairs and Conversation, that will be ongoing until March. Mark your calendars and get ready to laugh at Comedy and Cocktails on January 20th. This year's stage performance will include jazz productions by various groups and magic shows by Sean McMaster. The artist studios are open to the public every first Saturday of the month and by appointment. As many as 40 artists welcome visitors into their studios to watch them create. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit art and cultural destination at the heart of Old Town Camarillo. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information and to learn about becoming a member, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we've got Ventura Water here, City of Ventura Water, right? And I know a lot of people ask you about that, right, Craig?
Yeah, we just want to be clear that we are your local, Ventura's local water and wastewater utility. We are not a private firm. We are a public utility. So.
And you guys work so hard over there. You have such a great group of you.
We do. We are very we're
passionate,
very blessed, and very engaged.
Yeah.
You have to be. And with the times that we're living in, again, drought has brought a level of awareness and the challenges, obviously. But again, I think I just can't give enough kudos to the community. You know, we're riding on the coattails of
amazing
winning,
people that, yeah.
Winning the Mayor's Challenge.
I know.
Of 2016.
Let's talk about that, okay, for
well,
a second.
Well, so I do want to plug that just because it's coming up. So I want everybody to get ready for April 1. For those of you that may not be aware, we were voted one of the most water-wise cities in America for our population category. We won. So out of five cities in over 4,100 cities across America.
Amazing.
Competing.
Yeah.
So this is put on each year by the Wyland Foundation. Wyland is a very famous marine photographer and artist. Does a lot of cool awareness campaigns, and the National Mayor's Challenge is one of them. So anyway, coming on the coattails of that, I can't stress enough how grateful we are because it makes a difference. And so we do. We have a great staff that engages. And we're just constantly building for the future.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So Take One Award Ceremony. Tell us about that.
So, yes, we are excited. Again, we're in our fifth year for Water Take One. You may be asking, well, what the heck is that? Water Take One is essentially an awareness campaign that we started 5 years ago to really bring this message that has been, you know, is in our face, the awareness of water and what it means. And so we are excited to have our fifth annual award ceremony this year for the first time.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Channel Islands National Park Visitor Center.
Oh, nice.
There at 1901 Spinnaker Drive.
Okay.
So we're excited to be partnering with them this year as partners.
It's a great
and hosting
partnership right there.
Yeah, we're really excited. And there's a ton of synergy with the marine, with water.
Yeah.
So we really want to, that event is going to take place Wednesday, March 22nd.
Okay.
Not ironic that it's on World Water Day.
Okay.
And so we're inviting the public out. And it is, because it is at the Park Service, the Visitor Center, it's a smaller venue, a more intimate venue. So we will be encouraging you to RSVP. Seating will be limited.
Okay. And what time?
It is at 7 p.m.
Okay. We'll put that in our newsletter, too, and on Facebook, too, to share that. But here's a question. And, you know, I love you guys because you're so passionate about what you're doing. And, of course, you know, you can see the results. And like I always say, many hands make little work. There's a lot of people making a difference. And, you know, hats off to all Venturians that have been trying to do their best. You've got some amazing incentive programs and stuff like that. Where do they find out more about everything that we're talking about right here?
We'll just push them right to www.venturawater.net. Just
okay.
Come to our website. Like us on Facebook. Ventura Water has a Facebook page. We do a ton of posting, videos.
Videos, a lot of videos.
Lots of videos. And again, can't stress get start your project now. Start your landscape project. Reimagine your scape now. Spring will be here before you know it. It takes a little time, and I just want to stress that as staff, we're here to support. If you're going through the process and you're having trouble, get in touch with us. We'll walk you through it. We want to see you guys
succeed.
Succeed, yeah. Exactly.
And have a great, successful yard in whatever you're doing. I mean, I love it. Garden, ocean, whatever, right? I mean, you got lots of choices. It's not like you're, okay, this is the only way you could do it.
That's right.
So,
yeah, exactly. We just want our residents to have the tools and know that there's a variety of options when you're looking to implement a garden that's more water-wise. It doesn't have to be a succulent garden.
Yeah,
there's tons of native options and some new technology and new techniques. And so we just want to highlight all of those. And hopefully residents realize that they have some good options, some beautiful options, and we're looking to move away from this norm of having lawns.
Right. And now does lawns actually take up, is that the problem that the lawns actually use so much water, or is it the twice a day?
Yeah. I mean, lawns, they are a source of water waste. I mean, they do require a significant amount of water to keep them green the way we like them to look. And the idea is some of these native gardens, they don't require watering. They don't really require irrigation. You know, they can sustain themselves on rainwater or drip irrigation. And also they provide an environment for native bees and butterflies, and they really provide more of a habitat than the traditional lawn would. So it's just an awesome opportunity to invite the wild, into your landscape. Apart from watering, like I said, there's lots of other benefits to a drought-tolerant garden.
Well, perfect. Well, I want to make sure all my listeners know how to get more information. So, of course, give out the website.
Yeah, so if you just go to www.venturawater.net and navigate to the gardening classes icon, and that'll take you straight to our page, and it'll show you our whole schedule for the whole year.
I love it. And like you said, one every month. So you can
one
even,
every month.
Yeah, I mean, you can't miss that. So mm-hmm. How much fun is that? So I love it. All right. Again, all of this is in my newsletter on our Facebook, and all you have to do is click on there and you'll go right to their website. And I thank both of you for being a part of our show. And this is truly the brighter side of life right out here in the 805. So thank you again. I appreciate you both being here.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And of course, we've got some more stuff to give away. What are we going to give?
Rubicon presents Gulf View Drive, the third and final play in the Newbrock trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with Last Train to Newbrock and continued to Claim with Sea Rock City. Visit their website, rubicontheater.org, for more information or call 805-667-2900. Rubicon is located at 1006 East Main Street, Ventura. Also, Flappers Comedy Club and Restaurant. Eat, drink, and laugh, and have a good time with hilarious comedy with various comedians such as Jay Moore, Flip Schultz, Gary Cannon, Rob Schneider, plus many more. For more information or to view their full schedule, visit flapperscomedy.com or call 818-845-9721 or call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
All right, and I do want to do a shout out for Rubicon. I saw that last final show there, and oh my God, I've seen all of them, but it's like they just keep getting better and better.
Where do you find the time?
What do you mean? I make the time. I put it on my calendar, right? That's what it's all about. So, all right. Anyways, I definitely want to, make sure everybody gets over there to see that. So, all right, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, our next guest is Dan Pilla, and what is tax and amnesty? All right, so stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Gulf View Drive, the third and final play in the Newbrock Trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Newbrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Gulfview Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Gulfview Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act. Donate. Get involved. Be more than pink. Register for the 20th annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.comanlacounty.org/race.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to our life. Today, we have Dan Pilla joining us, and Dan has written 15 books to his credit over 30 years, and today we're going to talk a little bit about the time that he was an IRS commissioner, and he's constantly updating his books, and I thought this would be very interesting. So again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Dan, are you there? And welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
I am here, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Yeah, I've been a tax litigation consultant for over 35 years, Kim. What that means is I don't prepare tax returns, but I get into the act after the IRS calls a return into question. And then I deal specifically with individuals and small businesses that are having tax problems. I've never worked for the IRS, Kim. A lot of people assume that I worked for the IRS because of the background that I have, but that is not true. I've never worked for the IRS. I've always been a good guy, so to speak, dealing specifically with people that have problems with the Internal Revenue Service. So the books that I've written specifically focus on taxpayers' rights issues, IRS problems resolution, and IRS abuse prevention and cure. So that's the area of focus that I've always had since
how
I started my career.
How did you get into this?
I got into this as a result of problems my father had with the IRS. He had a small business here in our hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota. He got behind on his employees withholding taxes, and in 1974, Kim, the IRS padlocked the doors of his printing business. They auctioned the equipment off for a couple of cents on the dollar, and then they turned to our family home and tried to seize and sell it for the back tax liability, and that's when I got involved. It was just strictly a matter of desperation at that point in time, and I was working with my family to try to find a resolution of the problem, and that's how I got started.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, it actually worked out pretty well. I remember I came home one day, my mom was sitting at the table, and she had this envelope in her hand, and she handed it to me, and she said, "What do you make of this?" And so I read this letter from the IRS, and I tell her that it looks like they're going to try to seize the house. And she said, "Well, what do we do about it?" And I said, "Well, of course, I didn't know what to do. I was about 18 years old at the time. I didn't know what to do about the situation." And so what I did do, though, Kim, is I went over to the local law library, which was on the other side of downtown from where we lived, and I started fumbling around in the law library. And I mean, Kim, just literally stumbling around, not even knowing what I was looking for. But I was in the Internal Revenue Code and stumbled onto an area of the tax law that deals with taxpayers' rights issues and limits the power of the IRS. And, of course, I start reading in this particular section of the law, and I didn't get six pages into it and discovered that the IRS was proceeding illegally to seize our home. And so I did what any 18-year-old would do under the circumstances. I sued the IRS.
Any 18-year-old would do that for sure. Okay.
Yeah, using the forms that I found in the law library. Kimmitt was just strictly a cookbook approach. And I filed this lawsuit against the IRS and found myself in a federal courtroom in Minneapolis in front of a federal judge. And the IRS at that point had flown an attorney in from the Justice Department in Washington, D.C. to have my suit thrown out. And I stood up in front of the judge and said, Your Honor, you know, the IRS is trying to take this home, and the law says that they can't do it. And I referred to this particular code section, and I sat down, and that was about the extent of my argument. They shouldn't be able allowed to get, you know, they shouldn't be allowed to get away with this, Judge. And the attorney for the government stood up, and he was blathering some things about court cases, this and statutes, that, and I didn't know what he was talking about. And when he got all finished, he sat down, and the judge looked at him and pointed at me and said, he's right. And he slammed the gavel. I thought, well, this is simple. And so it was that was it. I stopped him from taking the house, and I've been, and it was the launching pad that you know, brought me into the tax litigation business, and that's where I've been ever since.
So, Dan, let me ask you, okay, that was over 35 years ago, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Is that still the same way now?
Well, what's still the same way now, Kim, there's two things that I think your listeners need to be aware of. Number one is you know, how the IRS acts, and number two, the protections that we have that didn't exist when I was in that courtroom, 1978, whatever it was. Number one is the IRS still ignores the law. There's just no question about that. Taxpayers have so many rights when they're dealing with the Internal Revenue Service. If you understand just a little bit about them, you're never going to be run over by the IRS. But the fact of the matter is the IRS does not follow the law. I've been saying this for three decades in my work protecting taxpayers from the IRS. National Taxpayer Advocate writes a report every year to Congress identifying the 20 most serious problems that taxpayers have dealing with the IRS, and one of those problems consistently is the IRS does not recognize taxpayers' rights. So people have to know what their rights are, because you can't count on the IRS to tell you what they are, all right? So that's the same today as it's ever been. What is different today is that there are new procedures in the tax code that did not exist when my father was having his tax collection problems that will prevent a taxpayer from ever getting into the position that my father was in. For example, the loss of his business, the seizure of his business. We're to the point today with the protections that are in the tax code that we can prevent any taxpayer from losing any property, whether it's a bank account, paycheck, any of those things, if the taxpayer responds properly and on time to IRS communications and to IRS actions. We can prevent that from happening, and those protections simply were not in the law 30 years ago.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay. So what is so let's just talk, what is tax amnesty?
Tax amnesty. This, Kim, is nothing more or less than the process of getting forgiveness of tax debts that you owe and cannot pay. The IRS has a number of programs in place, and they've been in place for a long time, that allow you to deal with the Internal Revenue Service on a level playing field. And by that, Kim, I mean that, let's just take a situation where somebody owes $50,000 to the IRS and they can't possibly pay the tax. Well, you know, as far as the IRS is concerned, the options are pay us or we're going to seize what you have. And that may be the attitude that the taxpayer has. If I can't pay the tax, they're just going to wipe me out. They're going to seize my paycheck. They're going to seize my bank account. They're going to make it impossible for me to function. But the fact is, Kim, when you use the programs that are available, you can negotiate with the IRS and get yourself into a position where you've got a viable resolution to the problem. And I'm talking about a once-and-for-all resolution. I'm not talking about kicking the can down the road here. I'm talking about a once-and-for-all resolution. For example, under the Offer and Compromise Program, which is the flagship settlement program that the IRS has, you go in and say, look, guys, I owe you $50,000. There's no way I can pay that amount, but I can pay, let's say, $5,000. Well, based on that formula, that's a 10 cent on the dollar settlement, which is not at all unusual, and it's very viable based on your facts and circumstances.
Wow. Okay. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Of course, we're talking with Dan Pilla, and we're talking about our taxes. And Dan, so what is your most popular book, and what book are we talking about when we're talking about this?
Yeah, the most popular book, Kim, of all the books that I've written is the book How to Get Tax Amnesty. This is the book that is the guide to the forgiveness of tax debt, including penalties and interest. This book sets forth procedures for curing the 8 most common problems that people have when they're facing IRS debt. We're talking about wage levies, bank levies, property seizures, tax liens, penalty assessments, and so on. These are the kinds of things that we're talking about here. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, was first written and released, Kim, in 1992. I mean, this book has been around a long time. But now the most recent version of the book, it's gone through 9 revisions, Kim. So the most recent version, the 2016 edition of the book now, is the 9th edition of the book and has been completely rewritten and completely updated to cover all kinds of new developments that occurred in the last 5 or 6 years here. So this is cutting-edge information. And I'll tell you, Kim, this book has helped hundreds of thousands of people already, and it's going to continue helping thousands more as time goes on, because we've got more people in trouble with the IRS today than ever before. And so it's important for people.
Why do you think that
is? Well, yeah. There's a number of reasons for it. There's a number of reasons for it, Kim. First, I didn't mean to step on your question there, I think the chief reason is you know, we're still floundering on the edge of the most significant, the deepest recession that America's had in 70 or 80 years. You know, it started with the real estate collapse, the financial markets teetering in 2008, 2009. Of course, we all remember that. Between 2009 and 2012 or 13, Kim, there were over 1 million personal bankruptcies filed every single year, which was a national record. Up to that point, it was extremely unusual for there to be more than 1 million personal bankruptcies filed in a given year. But during that period of time, there was more than 1 million. Also during that period of time, 5 million people per year, Kim, lost property to foreclosure or short sale or you know, default repossessions on automobiles and so on. And this is 5 million people per year we're talking about from about 2009 forward. And so we're talking about tens of millions of people here, Kim, that lost their jobs, had all kinds of
book, right?
Well, exactly right. And they had all kinds of financial problems, and of course, top of the list are tax problems, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me ask you this. First of all, how can we avoid a tax audit in the first place?
Well, you avoid a tax audit by using my audit proofing strategies. And I talk about, the process of providing information with your tax return that can answer any potential questions raised in the return. And the way you do that, Kim, the IRS actually has a form for that that they don't ever talk about. It's form 8275. 8275 is called a disclosure statement. And that allows you to provide information with the tax return that will answer any potential questions raised in the return. That way, you have provided the information on the front end to the IRS to answer questions that they may have about your return. Let me just give you an example. So suppose you are making charitable contributions at the rate of 10% of your income. Well, there's a lot of people around the country that do that. They tithe to churches and charitable organizations, you know, at the rate of 10% of their income. Okay, that's fine. Right. If you're doing that, you're giving money at 3 times the national average. You know, the typical contribution rate in the United States is under 3%. So if the IRS looks at your tax return and they see this apparently high contribution rate, they may want to audit that return to make sure that you have the records to support that level of giving. Well, if you provide that information with the return along with Form 8275, well, guess what? You've answered their question on the front end, eliminating the need for a face-to-face audit.
Okay, very interesting. Now, how does one prepare for a tax audit? That's like the worst thing we ever want to have to do, but...
Well, yeah, it is. You know, people would rather have a People would rather have a root canal than go through a tax audit.
Exactly.
Thing.
And so
that certainly is something that we want to avoid. Now, as far as preparing for the audit, that's a question that requires us to understand what the audit is. The audit is nothing more or less than the process the IRS uses to determine the correctness of your tax return, okay? They are looking at the return not because they think there's a mistake or not necessarily because there is a mistake. They may think there's something wrong with the return, but there's been no determination of that until the IRS does the examination. And so your responsibility as a taxpayer, and this is critical to getting through the tax audit, your responsibility as a taxpayer is to prove that your tax return is correct. The IRS doesn't have to prove you made a mistake, Kim. You have to prove you did it right. So when we're talking about charitable contributions, for example, if the IRS says, well, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer, you claim here that you made $5,000 worth of charitable contributions, provide the proof. And you as the taxpayer have the responsibility to prove that the claim is correct. And if you can't, the claim is going to be disallowed. So the key to getting through a tax audit is to make sure that you've got the documents to prove that your tax return is correct. And that is good advice, you know, in the preparation process. Make sure that when the tax return is filed, you don't have a claim on that return that can't be supported. If you as a taxpayer know that your return is correct because you've got the proof to back it up, there shouldn't be any issue with any claim on your return. You should be claiming every deduction you're legally allowed to claim.
Got it. Okay. You know what? Will you stay with us? We need to take a really
sure.
quick break. And I'd love to find out any tips that you can share with our listeners. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act. Donate. Get involved. Be more than pink. Register for the 20th annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.comanlacounty.org/race.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we're talking with Dan Pilla. We're talking about his IRS and his secrets behind it. And there is really no secrets. There's just knowledge. I think knowledge is worth everything, correct? And I know that you've got 35 years of knowledge of helping. Isn't that funny that it came just from that one? You know, I love talking to guests on my show because there's always a journey from something that they, you know, either they figured it out. And that's why I love sharing people's journeys, because if you've already experienced it, you've already gone through it, why does somebody have to start all over and recreate it?
Well, yeah, that's a good point, Kim. And, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. And that, you know, that's been a, I think that was a Ben Franklin saying, if I'm not mistaken. Necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah.
And, you know, people get thrust into circumstances often in life. They don't know why they've been pushed into this situation. Sometimes it feels like you're pushed into a corner. Sometimes you're given this ultimatum that seems like an impossible dilemma, but you know, creativity allows you to work through that stuff, and this is how great strides in society are made. Not just legal strides in my case, but strides in medical treatment, strides in social interaction, strides in innovation and mechanical discoveries and inventions. And so, I mean, we see it everywhere we go. Where
absolutely,
you know,
and it's usually one that, you know, like you have a need for something and you figure it out. You just
right.
go, I am not giving up. I am not taking no for an answer. And you know, and I always like to say on my show that sometimes you get like a ton of no's before you get a yes, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, oh my God, I was almost there. I would have given up, but you know, we just need to keep with it. But what?
You're exactly right. And in my case, Kim, you know, the prevailing attitude at the time, and I think this, I think if you asked 100 people, I think 90 of them would tell you that the IRS can do anything they want. You know, if you asked 100 people if the IRS has limitations, I think 90 of them would say no, the agency could do anything they want. And that was certainly the prevailing attitude at the time. You can't stop the IRS. They can do anything they want. Well, Kim, I didn't know that. I didn't know you couldn't
yeah.
stop the IRS. I proceeded under the assumption that, well, of course I can stop them. Why can't I stop them? I didn't know any better.
And I love that. And then, of course, you find out otherwise. So what are some tips or strategies that you can give the average citizen in preparing an income tax? And I know you said, you know, make sure that you have a way out or an explanation for anything that you're putting on there. Is that probably the biggest thing?
Well, it's certainly a big thing, Kim. There's no doubt about that. But let's talk about people that are going to be facing tax problems come April 15th. Every single year, Kim, year in and year out, we have approximately 3 million people that cannot pay their taxes on time come April 15th. So I want to give you a couple of strategies that are in my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty. I talk about these at length. I show you exactly how to do this stuff in the book. Strategy number one is if you owe the IRS a sum of money that you think you can pay over time, the IRS has to allow you the opportunity for an installment agreement. This is also something that people don't understand. They think if you don't pay in a lump sum, the IRS is going to kick the door in at 3 a.m. and haul you off to jail and lock up, you know, all of your valuables. That's not true. They have to entertain an installment agreement. and you can start that ball rolling. Again, the burden is on you, so you have to be proactive with this, because they're not going to call you on the phone and say, "Well, gee, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, how can we help you today?" They're not going to do that. So if you think you can pay in a reasonable period of time, let's say, and by that I mean less than 6 months, okay? This first strategy we're talking about is less than 6 months. Then you can use Form 1127. Form 1127 is an application for an extension of time to pay your taxes. This is one of the best-kept secrets in the Internal Revenue Code, because the IRS denies that this procedure even exists. Form 1127 can get you up to 6 additional months to pay the taxes without penalties, Kim, if you can show that full payment would cause a hardship and that you didn't just waste the money and, you know, you did the things a reasonable person would do to pay your taxes, but you're coming up short for due to circumstances beyond your control. So that's first strategy number one. If you think you can pay within 6 months, use Form 1127, file it with your tax return, and it's got to be filed on or before April 5th. 15th, okay, even if you get an extension of time to file the return, the Form 1127 is still due by April 15th, because that's when your taxes are due. All right, okay. So that's strategy number one. I'm going to give you another strategy here. If you think that 6 months is not going to be enough time, you owe more money than you can pay in 6 months, even if the IRS agrees with you, then you got to go to Plan B. Plan B is Form 9465. Form 9465 is called an installment agreement request. And that'll set the wheels in motion, Kim, to get you set up on an installment agreement to pay over time. Now, here's the other thing that people need to know. If you owe less than $50,000 and you can pay the IRS in full within 6 years, they'll rubber stamp whatever proposal you give them. So you have to be aware of this strategy, because when you do that, Kim, here's what's critical about the installment agreement. If you, and I talk about this in the book at length so people understand exactly how this works. If you make this application for an installment agreement, the IRS is legally prevented from levying or seizing any assets. They can't touch a nickel's worth of your property once that installment agreement process is set in motion.
Wow. Okay, great. You've got some amazing, I hope I'm getting a couple books out here so that maybe I can share them with our listeners. And I haven't gotten my book yet, so I hope it's on the way. Dan Tella, I love what you're talking about. I love your journey. I love all your info and experience. Where do we find your book?
Yeah, the book, again, is How to Get Tax Amnesty. I also have a book called How to Win Your Tax Audit. All of my books, Kim, are available at my website, which is taxhelponline.com. That's all one word. There are no spaces of any kind. Taxhelponline.com. And there's a lot of good free information on that website, too, Kim. If you're having an IRS problem now, go to the website, taxhelponline.com. There's a lot of free information there that will help you, including links to all of my books.
All right. Well, again, Dan, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I hope that you share our show and our podcast with all of your friends and your followers. And, of course, that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And, again, thank you again for being here.
All right. My pleasure, Kim. Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a break, and we'll be right back.